From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea said Thursday he is doing well and in great spirits after an assailant in Seoul slashed him on the face and wrist with a knife. Ambassador Mark Lippert was treated at a hospital and later wrote on Twitter that he and his family were deeply moved by an outpouring of support and that he would soon return to advance U.S.-South Korean relations. Witnesses said the assault happened as Lippert attended a breakfast and a man, police later identified as 55-year-old Kim Ki-jong, attacked the ambassador with a 25-centimeter knife. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with Gulf state officials in Saudi Arabia on Thursday in a bid to ease their concerns about the potential impact of an Iran nuclear deal. Kerry arrived in Riyadh late Wednesday after holding 3 days of meetings with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Switzerland. The talks took place at a critical time. The U.S. and other world powers involved in nuclear negotiations are trying to reach a framework agreement by the end of this month. Syrian insurgents detonated a massive tunnel bomb this week under an intelligence headquarters west of Aleppo in northern Syria, triggering a blast so powerful the European seismologists registered it as a minor tremor. The explosion Wednesday ushered a ground attack by a coalition of rebel factions on the Air Force intelligence building that was eventually repelled by Syrian government forces, backed by Shiite militias and fighters from the Lebanese militant organization Hezbollah. Pro-government militiamen and fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah movement have been pressing an offensive in recent weeks to try to encircle insurgent-held districts of the city. This is VOA News. The United Nations' top human rights official warns the fight against terror must not be used as an excuse to undermine democracy and human rights. In a major speech to the 47-member UN Human Rights Council, Saeed Raad Al Hussein said efforts by states to combat terrorism are resulting in large-scale rights violations against the very citizens they claim to defend. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad Al Hussein, warns that an overreaction to extremist violence threatens to erode the system for global security, which states built 70 years ago to ward off the horror of war. He says counter-terrorist operations that are disproportionate and brutal violate democratic norms and risk handing the terrorists a propaganda tool. In his speech, the High Commissioner cites a range of violations committed by terrorist groups, notably the Islamic State known as ISIS or ISIL, and the Nigerian Boko Haram militants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China has pledged to get tough on polluters and tighten enforcement in a bid to help clean up its environment, an issue that is one of the Chinese public's biggest concerns. It also is aiming for zero growth in its consumption of coal. China has seen massive economic growth over the past three decades, but that has come at a huge cost to its environment in the form of soil, water, and air pollution. Thursday, in his annual work report, Premier Li said that China will fully implement an action plan to prevent and curb air pollution. This includes measures such as upgrading emission controls at coal-burning power plants and striving for zero growth in the consumption of coal this year. Liberia says it has released its last confirmed Ebola patient, with no new cases reported for more than a week. A Chinese-run Ebola treatment center in the capital, Monrovia, released Beatrice Yardolo on Thursday. She told Associated Press she's one of the happiest persons on Earth today. The World Health Organization says that Liberia reported no new confirmed cases last week, for the first time since May of last year. Liberia must now complete 42 days with no new cases reported before it can be declared Ebola-free. A survivor of the deadly 2013 Boston Marathon bombings Thursday described the moments after the attack as pure carnage. Race spectator Jeff Bowman, who lost both legs in the explosion near the finish line, testified on the second day of the trial of Johar Tsarnaev in a Boston courthouse. Prosecutors allege that Tsarnaevs were trying to avenge U.S. wars in Muslim countries. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.